On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BC men's basketball team returns home this weekend. So they will take on Augustana and Wayne State. Sophomore transfer Tor Anderson with us, transferred from Montana State. First off, what brings you to Bemidji, and why did you choose that Montana State wasn't the right place for you?
It got down to me wanting to be a little closer to home, being able to see my family more. And, you know, at Montana State, I had a good 2 years, but I kind of decided that, you know, that just wasn't the best place for me to finish out college. And it really ultimately came down to me knowing I'd be happier if I could see my family, see my little brother and sister, and just basketball was basketball. It'd be good either place, but it was really came back for I was just a little bit homesick. And Bemidji, just when they recruited me, Coach Montgomery was always straightforward with me and honest, and I really appreciated that. And, you know, you don't see that very much in the college recruiting, how that works these days. And, you know, because of that, that's why he got me to come here.
All right, you guys were playing very, very well right before break. Then you got to take a couple weeks off and go on the road to two very, very difficult places on the road to play. How much of it was a so-called hangover from break last weekend? How much of it was just the fact that you're playing two pretty good teams on the road?
You know, I look at the first game with Northern, and I think that was a little bit of a hangover from break game. But we were right there, and we definitely had a chance to win. You know, a couple bounces go our way, it's a completely different outcome. Even though we shot poorly and didn't execute the way we wanted to, we still brought defensively. And the Moorhead game, I think that Northern game was still sticking with us, and there was just a little bit of carryover where we were all, you know, a little upset from what happened the night before, and we weren't quite there executing the way we needed to and wanted to, and, you know, it just kind of got out of hand. Moorhead's a great team, but no way we should be losing to them by 30 points. It was one of those things. That game, I think, was just a result of a real tough battle that we played on Friday. We lost. It kind of had everyone down. We weren't in the high spirits, and we weren't probably as focused and, you know, ready to do the things we did in Northern that kept us in the game and kept us winning in that Moorhead game. And it kind of just got out of hand. And it's one game. We can't really look at it too much. But at the same time, you can't look at it and make an excuse for why we do, because we got to bring it night in, night out. And I think this week in practice will be big for us just to get that fire back and get that execution and Christmas back in our game, because now there's no excuses anymore.
As a transfer, obviously, you're coming in not knowing necessarily what your role is going to be here. New head coach here, a lot of new players on this team. How long has it taken everyone to kind of get used to everybody else?
The first couple months, it was not even just the basketball side of things, just the whole interaction outside the court. It was, well, what's this guy like? Who's this? Especially for new guys like me, not knowing anybody coming in, it's kind of, you know, I didn't have the greatest relationship with all of my teammates at Montana State. We definitely had our kind of cliques and the groups that hung out with each other. And here, at the beginning, it was kind of like that, but now everyone's gotten along and it's going well. There's no issues with team camaraderie or anything like that. So it's been nice after those first couple months. Everyone kind of had to feel each other out and see what everyone was like. But now it's and as like you said before break, we were playing well. Things were going good. We got in our rhythm and we found it. Now we just got to get back to that and we'll be good.
If you had, if you were the head coach and you had to put you into a role on the court, what would it be?
Kind of what my role is right now. We've got two senior wings that have been here and done a lot of good things with Lance and Dermaine. And, you know, my job is to, you know, come in and play good solid chunk of minutes, play good defense, be able there to knock shots. And just, you know, when I come in with those guys, it's to not take a step back, because each of us are a little better at something else than the other one is. So we just have to make sure we all play to our strengths, because all three of us together, when he plays that lineup as well, it goes really well. So right now with my role on the team, it's kind of where I figured I'd be this first year as a sophomore, with those two senior guys, two captains, two leaders, and, you know, for me to learn from them for the next 2 years so I can embrace that role going forward.
How tough was it for you of not knowing Lance as a basketball player since he was with the football team until, almost the middle to end of November?
At first it was a little bit of, because he came in and he's a starter, he's this, and you know, it was something that I didn't know him at all. So I got to know everyone else and build a relationship with them. And with him, I was friends with everyone he was friends with. And then me and him kind of just got thrown into the fire together. So, and we're both pretty fiery and intense guys. So sometimes in practice that things got a little bit chippy, but that's good. And now me and him are great friends. You know, there's no issues. We're hanging out all the time on the road, doing stuff on break, just with everyone else. So, you know, at first it was like the same thing I said, oh, do I have to feel him out? We'll see how it is. But you know, when it came down to it, he's just another great guy and a guy that I definitely could say is one of my good friends now.
Coach Bush, he likes playing defense. There aren't a lot of college coaches that like to emphasize the defensive end of the court. A lot of players that don't like playing defense. How has this group kind of molded along with him of that defensive mentality and just getting after teams?
I think that's everyone's looked at it and said, we want to play, and if you're going to play for Coach Bosch, you got to get down and defend. So there's no one gets a break, or they don't have to do it while everyone else does. Coach Bosch's been very straightforward from day one, where if you don't guard, you're not going to be a guy getting any minutes. So I think it's just something everyone has adopted and something we need to hang our hats on. You know, we play really good defense, and that it was like in the Northern game. We shot the ball poorly, but we were right there at the end because of our defense. And now at first I think it was a little iffy, and it definitely, though, that first month of practice, we were getting killed because you'd have some guys pressuring and others would kind of be sagging off, and the whole thing wasn't there. But, you know, now going forward, it's something that we're pretty confident in and know that night in, night out, no matter if the shooting's good, that's one thing we can always control, and if we do that, that'll always keep us in any game we play.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.